views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the inaugural show of Sheer Alchemy. I'm Leslie Fontaine, and I'm delighted to be with you on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to have quite the hour today. And what are we going to talk about? Well, today we're going to talk about creating your desires in real time. A lot of us, after we've heard something inspirational, after we've, you know, read a good book or whatnot, we'll put it down. We don't immediately go into the possibility of do it now. Well, today is the Do It Now show. We are going to take your desires, your pure essence, that thing within you that's burning to make it happen in this lifetime for you. We're going to take that and we're going to walk through creating it in real time. Now, already, a few of you can feel that niggling little voice in the back of your head going, I'm not sure about that. I don't think I can. I'm not ready. I'm still in my bathrobe. I'm at the office. I've got people standing over my shoulder. How the heck do I do that? Well, this is when we all create. You're creating right now. Everything around you, you've brought into you, into your life in this moment, right now. So put on your seatbelts. Let's get ready for a rocket ride into your pure essence desire. I'm excited to have Benny here with me. He's my companion in this show today. Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey there. And it's afternoon for our UK friends and people all over the world that are listening and have the opportunity to tune into Transformation Talk Radio. It's a fabulous, fabulous gift to have the ability to listen to something that turns you on. This isn't the bad news of the day. This isn't the traffic report. This isn't everything that's going haywire. This is this moment where we're going to shift what is happening in your world. This is what Sheer Alchemy is. Alchemy is that transmutation, that change, that morphing of where you are right now. So I want to encourage you, no matter how down you are, no matter how emotional you're feeling or how bogged down the world is looking right now, it does not mean you're not in a good space. And we get messed up a lot about that. So first off, let me give you the number to dial in if you want to make it your special day to shift into your dreams. The number is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Call in and let's make it the day that you change your world into that which you've always desired. It is really something when we find ourselves all covered over with what's happening around us. And we think, you know, once everyone's gone and left me alone, I will then create. Or when I'm not tired, and when I'm not grumpy, and when I'm not. It just goes on, right? So right now, where you are, I want you to take your temperature. Just find out, where are you right now? What is your temperature? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling a little negative? Let's get as honest as possible. If we really understand that everything we have in our lives right now is what we've drawn to us, and that there's an energetic connection between what we are, what we're doing, what we're creating, and what is manifesting, it's important to get honest. And this isn't one of these self-condemnation discussions, okay? There's a lot of people out there very afraid of their negative thoughts, very afraid of their negative feelings, very afraid that they're just not in that good space. A lot of times we are not allowing ourselves to feel what we feel. Our feelings and our thoughts are a clue to what we're wanting to step into, okay? So embrace what you're feeling. Just love yourself right now. Just go, wow, you know, what is it that's got me so down? What's got me all churned up inside of me? What's happening in my solar plexus that I feel so disempowered? I'm not wearing any physical handcuffs. So what is it that's got me feeling like I'm a victim? Now, there's other parts of you, right, that are very competent. You're very strong. You know what to do every day when you wake up, and you can almost do it on autopilot. But the neat part of what we're going to do today is dig up these other parts where we feel a bit victimized. We feel like we're not all that. We're still acting out some of our inner child deficiencies. And so we're not stepping into what we could be. So I want you to think about what's surfacing for you. Some of you are thinking your heart's desires, you're not worthy of it. You can't have it. You can't step into it. The other part is you're confusing taking action before shifting your energy. So let's talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to go to our phone lines. Thank you for calling in and being brave enough to step into who you want to be. But let's allow ourselves to go into that part of us that thinks we can't have what we want and identify the voices, identify the beliefs, identify the energies that are showing up. These aren't new. You've had them before, haven't you? I'm bringing in the archangels now. I'm bringing in the ascended masters. This is an important aspect of what I do. Why? Because they are so marvelous in helping us to shift energy. So I want you to just imagine you're bringing in your own guides right now, bringing in the powerful energies, allowing yourself to be fully open to what you can create. So let's go ahead and talk to Kimberly, I believe.
We can do that. Let's give out the number just one more time, 800-930-2819, if you'd like a conversation with Leslie. So Kimberly from Everett, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
I am great. I'm excited for you. So tell me what's going on with you.
Well, I've currently been in my job for 8 years, and I've been studying astrology, and I'm going to the university for a degree in psychology. And I'm wondering if I'm just on the right path, if that's looking good for me, if I could be kind of like a life coach in astrology.
So tell me about the part of you that is asking yourself whether it's okay for you to do this. What is that part of you coming up? It's not new. This is an old voice.
Right. This stable job, stable income, insurance.
Okay.
You know, I want to be able to do something remotely.
Okay.
On a move. So.
Yeah. Well, you sound happy about it, first of all.
Have
you let yourself be thrilled? Just thrilled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the neat part. Then there's this thing coming up in, you know, the back of your neck and a little tightness in your heart space, which is, you know, can I do this thing? So there's a little bit of all or nothing thinking, isn't there? There's like,
right.
I have to do this or that.
Right.
And have you thought about just allowing yourself to shift into it and beginning to attract your clients? So I want you to go into your heart space right now, and we're just going to begin to clear out some of the agreements that say you can't have what you want, that you can't step into this beautiful, helpful gift that you have. You've known a lot of these things for many, many years in your life, right? You've been very empathic much of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've helped a lot of people, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I try to.
Yeah. No, and so the coaching is giving you that extra set of tools, right, to help
Correct.
People? Yeah. Yeah. So the neat thing right now is I want you to go into your solar plexus as a part of you, you know, that's feeling very disempowered, like I can't do this. I can't make this happen.
Right.
So where is that coming from?
My head.
Yeah.
My mind.
Yeah, so let's just like shift out some of the beliefs of I can't do what I desire. I can't make it work. So we're just going to clear out some old agreements. This is definite childhood stuff for you. There's just a lot of rules that came up when you were growing up about what was reasonable, what's practical, what you need to do to support yourself. And so there's a lot that's choked up in your throat space, too, about speaking your truth.
Okay.
So we're just going to clear out some of those energies that get in your way of fully speaking your truth and your authentic self. And now we want to step into the solar plexus. So your heart is opening up. Okay, I just want you to know that. Your heart space is opening up because what you want to know is that let go of what the way you think things need to happen. You just completely release it for your highest good, the highest good of everyone involved. You release the full exponential opportunities of all the ways that your clients are going to manifest, the way the income is going to manifest, how you're going to draw in your mentors, teachers, all those that are going to support you along the path. And then we're going to hand your inner child over right now to Divine Mother Energy right now and just allow her to know that she is absolutely precious the way she is, but you're showing her that you know how to take care of yourself, you know how to create. Now, one thing that's coming a lot that you need to do is to write down a lot of the ideas, the thoughts that are coming to you about how to create your next steps. Sometimes you'll get the intuitive thought, but then you go, well, I'm not sure that's right. I'm not sure it's practical.
Right.
But there's a lot that's come to you about things to step into, places to go. Sometimes when you get too happy and too excited, there's a part of you that wants to withdraw and pull back.
Okay.
And so that's sometimes when we get divinely inspired ideas, intuitive thoughts, the inspired guidance that comes in, there's another part of us that goes, well, that can't be right. And you already were talking about your mind space getting in the way. So right now we're just going to allow your guidance team to come in, just really feel them surrounding you. We're going to clear out the core fear in your heart space that you can't create what you want. You can't draw in enough clients to support you. We're going into your solar plexus and also into your security center, clearing out all core fear associated with creating your own security. So that's a big part of you, is that if you can, in your time after we get off the call, just allow yourself to go, I'm fully able to create my own security. I'm fully able to draw in my abundance. I'm drawing in my clients. I'm drawing in my program that's aligned with my essence, that's who I am. And so this is going to help you in discerning around you the things that, you know, we can have lots of teachers, but we're not them, right? You're
Correct.
You. You're this magnificent, wonderful gift, and there are people waiting for you. And you have to remember that it's what gets channeled through you. It's what comes through you that is touching others. So
Right.
allow yourself to really take in what's coming to you, sit with it, and then when you feel the insecurity in your solar plexus and in your second, just say to yourself, I'm letting that go because I'm fully able to create all that I am. I'm letting it go. I don't need this to hold us back anymore. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this some more after we get off the line, but I want you to really be as honest as you can about what's showing up and then bring in your guidance team. They love you. They're just so great with you. And then just if you sense fear, you know you don't want to create from that place. So just release it. Now, how does it morph over time? It morphs gradually, right? As fast as we want to move. Some people, they move in a blink of an eye. It may
right.
take for you a few weeks, a couple of months. But just you're going to notice the shifts for you.
Okay. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay. Yeah. And definitely feel free to call or go to my website, send me an email if you have any further questions, because you're going to start shifting quickly. But basically for you, it was giving yourself permission. All right?
Perfect. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, you bet, Kimberly. We're going to go to a break now, And when we come back, we're going to continue with some additional calls and a little bit about what can get in our way when we want to create abundance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from my friends at Galeo's Cafe website. Try this barbecue lamb marinade and Galeo's miso marinade. Get your lamb shoulder cut into cubes and put into a deep dish. Add salt and pepper to taste, then fresh garlic. Yum! 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 6 tablespoons of Galeo's miso sesame seed dressing marinade, and leave overnight in the refrigerator. The Galeo's miso dressing will bring out the best taste of the lamb and make it very, very tender. Then you can barbecue the next day. This recipe is directly from Chef Andre himself, so we know it's going to be delicious. For more information and to order your dressing today, visit galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com, or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and it is a delight to be with you today. One thing I want to be telling you, and as we take additional calls, is take the brakes off of your desires. Some of you are asking permission to have them. Listen, you're here on purpose. This is your essence. This is your time. So much of our lives has been spent asking permission, doing what's appropriate, doing what other people tell us to do. So notice those parts of you. Don't ask permission right now. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to run out the door and go do this thing this very second, whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest and to create. But listen, let yourself take the brakes off. Take the blinders off and allow yourself to be fully open in your heart space and in your throat space. Some of you have not spoken your truth in a very long time. So let's give out the number again. It's 800-930-2819. And we are going to go to the phones now.
Brenda from Kirkland.
Hey, Brenda.
Hi. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Tell me about what's going on.
Well, I have got some silly behaviors that I would really like to get out of, weed out of my life.
Ah.
And I'm hoping that you can give me some tips and tricks on
that. Sure.
I know within my heart that I have amazing potential, and I have done some incredible things in my life as far as achieving goals. But then it's really weird. I get to a certain point, and I think it's fear-based. I turn and I start doing self-sabotaging behavior.
I was going to ask you what you were sabotaging for. So do you do it right before manifestation?
I think I get a little bit into the actually manifesting, and
right.
Then it happens. Okay. And so I'm able to get, you know, I go in, like, let's say I'm going in to get a deal. Maybe there's some big transaction I wanted or some goal I want to achieve. And I'll go in and I'll start achieving it, but then I can't sustain it. That's the key word, sustaining it.
Right. So they're already kind of coming through right now. And here's the thing. First of all, Brenda, you've done awesome. Okay, lots of pats on the back. You're amazing. You do great stuff. You're very talented, and you've been doing it on your own a long time. So your energy is shifting now, all right? You're being called up to the next level. I know you've heard of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you know that's what's going on. And there's a part of you that does not want to bring in the support that's needed for the next level. You're a little afraid, and there's some trust issues. There's some form of betrayal issues. If you can't do it on your own, you're not going to do it. The next level for you is bringing in something much, much bigger. Okay? So in order to bring in this next thing, this bigger thing, you're going to be also drawing in a support team. You have to draw in some additional people to help you out. And so this has got you a little fearful. So sometimes it's like going too big. So everything that we do in life is really not what it's about, okay? You have a depth to you and an awareness to you and a vibration to you that is important in the earth. There's a lot of us in the earth right now doing great work just by showing up. And you're one of those, okay? But there's an inner child part of you that gets a little rebellious and a little afraid because there's some old memories of betrayals and old memories of being let down and people not helping you in the way we want. So let's go right now first into your heart space. We're just going to release some of those other people that disappointed you in the past. And I don't really want to say people. I want to say energies. This is not just this lifetime, but some other lifetimes. There's some messages. If you can't do it on your own, don't do it at all. There's also some performance messaging going on. And so it's almost like the bar needs to be pushed up for you, but there's a little fear about whether you can handle it. That's your inner child talking. So we're handing her over right now, if you can work with me here. Handing her over to Divine Mother and Divine Father. Now, you've got about rebalancing of your inner masculine and feminine that we're going to do. You are absolutely awesome in creating the deal. You can do it again. But the support structure, that's where you're a little weak. So we're going into your second right now, and we're clearing out all core fear that you cannot draw in the support that's needed. You cannot draw in those that will be supportive of you. We're just releasing some of the old disappointments, clearing out the contracts and agreements with lesser vibration energies. We're bringing in your guidance team. We're bringing in the intuitive awareness for you. of the ones that you can request, the ones that you can bring in. And there's a little impatience sometimes if you don't know who's going to support you right then and there. A little fear comes in, and that's part of the sabotaging energy. Next time this happens, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to allow, and I want you to suspend action. Just go, you know what? I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm bringing in guidance. I'm bringing in the masters. I'm bringing in my support team, the light beings. We're going into this deal together. And whatever comes out of this is for my highest good, the highest good of everyone involved. We're bringing in amazing opportunities. We're going to allow good things to happen for the client as well as for me. So there is a big, big part of you about letting go of this core fear. You have just shifted really in a big way. But I want you to pay attention the next time this begins to come up, where the fear shows up, what the fear is of. And in that moment, I want you to release it. I want you to allow it to go. And just notice the part of you that's a little afraid and just say, you know what, little girl, I'm going to take care of it this time. It's going to be all right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You are about to step into some awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, and that's why I can see I'm at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And either I push through and go to the, you know, through maybe some things that I'm not comfortable with, but then I will be amazed.
Yes. Well, look, you're already getting it. You know exactly what to do. You've already been guided. You've already got the intel. And instead of pushing, what I'd encourage you to do is just allow, okay? Just allow and release and flow and just watch what happens with you, the client. And you know what? There may be some times where it looks like it's the ball's going to get dropped, all right? It may look like that. What this is about is you understanding you have a support team and you understanding about your vibration, and every client that you come in contact with is not a mistake. It's on purpose. So it's bigger than you now. See, it's bigger than the deal. It's bigger than your success. Does that make sense?
It does. And I feel like I have an awesome family. They challenge me. They don't buy into when I start saying BS.
Yeah.
keep me accountable. But one of the things that was, I mean, my husband was speaking some real truth to me, and I told him, I like it, but I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
What you're talking.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, we're moving together into this next level. And actually, he's ahead of me.
Yeah.
And he said, would you please, he says, like, I feel like I'm towing you at times, and you're pushing on the brake.
Yeah.
You know, you're digging in. You don't want to change, but you say you do. So I would.
But that's your inner child. See, everybody's on their own path, Brenda. Everybody's got their own gunk that they're clearing out, okay? And no one can do your path for you. So, you know, you can say he's ahead of you, but if you look at the higher self, we're all at the same place. So what's great is you've got a fabulous partner, but honor the part of you that is struggling. Now you're releasing it. See, you're at the moment now that you're ready to step into it, but no one else can really know when we're really ready. And you are now.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So don't ever do that to bring out the wet noodle and beat yourself up. Well, thank you so much for your call. And this is awesome. And look forward to hearing what happens. Feel free to write me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com.
And we'll take a quick break. If you'd like to reach Leslie here for Transformation Talk Radio, 800-930-2819 is the number. We'll be right back.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we're back. This is Leslie Fontaine with SheerAlchemy.com. I am thrilled that you guys have joined us and are choosing to step into the next aspect of your life. I'd like to follow the path of what an intention and a desire looks like and how things shift for us. You know, first we start with food, clothing, shelter, and the basic needs. And I am not minimizing that, boy. I mean, we've all had times and many times when those are absolutely critical, and we have learned great success through that. Then we go to another level where we begin to understand how it all works, and we draw other things in, you know, relationships, new opportunities, and we begin to form, well, who am I really and what do I want to be when I grow up? And what I'd like you to understand is the who do I want to be when I grow up is a part of your essence. It didn't come out from just nowhere. Some of us, unfortunately, have gone on the path of doing what others expect of us, really living other people's dreams, doing what others want of us to support them. We've drawn in a lot of selfishness from other people, what their demands are for us, and they get upset when they don't get what they want, right? Well, that is a part of our energy, which is, I will just give myself away. My life is not my own. I'm here to please others. And if I please others, then I'll be happy because they won't be complaining. So when you start shifting into this next level of being all that you are, you begin, like our last caller and the caller before that, to identify some interferences that have told you, well, maybe I can't have what I want. So this show today is about getting to the heart of who you are and what you want. It's not a mistake what you want, but you begin to hit some obstacles, right? So when you start intending and drawing in what you want, you have to also allow it. Well, there's a part of you that's thinking you're not worthy to draw that in. And there's another part that doesn't want to do the work. It's really funny, I find sometimes, and I find this in myself. There will be this amazing insight that comes to me, this desire that I want to manifest. And then I'll just want to start playing solitaire. I don't want to do it. I find some distraction. I'll turn on the TV. I just don't want to do the work. Now, all I'm doing is creating an intention, and I'm choosing to allow this magnificent thing into my life. How does that happen? How does it happen that when we say we really want great stuff, we get in our own way? Back to the comment about sabotage. How do we interfere with that? My perspective on that is the fear of the responsibility of that amazingly good stuff. We suddenly realize how powerful we are. We suddenly realize that we can really create this stuff. The next thing that happens is fear of what will become. Well, if I draw in this wonderful stuff, what will happen to my family? What will happen to my home? What will happen to my job? Will I just go off the deep end? Will I quit and I'll have no income? There's all this crazy, extreme fear that comes in. So understand that when you open your heart to all that you want to do, a natural next thing that occurs is this fear surfacing of, oh my gosh, what will happen to these other things in my life? These are our attachments. These attachments get in our way of creating what we want to be, do, and have. The fear is that if I release my attachments, I'll be alone. That is the bottom line. I'll be alone. No one will love me. I won't be supported. I won't be cared for. Why? Because it's an unknown. Look at your life. How much of your life has been about creating security based on the known, creating it around the things you understand, feeling safe, locking the door, closing the windows, all those things that your comfort foods, your comfort path, the road you drive every day to work or whatever. We have these patterns, these well-rutted paths we take to seem like we are secure. When really, really, if I was to ask you right now in this whole pathway of life you've created to this point, are you secure? Are you safe? You really would know that, well, something could happen anytime, right? Something could happen. So understand that these are just really natural progressions you go through. And ultimately, when you clear fear, you clear it for everyone. You're affecting everyone in your satellite, at work, in your family. They're watching you. And as you begin to manifest and release some of that fear, they begin to see the amazing stuff that happens. But just allow some of this stuff, okay? Don't panic when you feel all the fear about your attachments. So, Benny, it looks like we've got a caller.
We do. Let's take Jamil. He's calling in from New York.
Awesome. Hello, Jamil. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
I'm doing good. I was just, Well, what's happening is, you know what, for me, for such a long time, I've been a caregiver for as long as I can remember. I'm 32 now. I'll be 33 in a couple of weeks in December. And every time I think of love and partnership, I know, I guess just the way my surroundings, my mom, my dad, and stuff like that, I always think of, you know, committed and
yes,
partnership love and being supported even as a luxury. And
uh-huh.
So now I'm thinking, no, I don't want to think that way anymore, and I want to be get
yes,
past some blocks that I'm encountering around putting myself out there in a vulnerable way. I connect with people
yeah,
in certain ways, and I'm trying to elevate that and try to, you know, say, you know, universe or whatever, I'm wanting love, and I want universe to let me know what blocks I'm encountering so I can really believe in it, you know,
right,
that can come into my life.
Right. So, you know what, first of all, your energy is so loving and so giving, and you will
never be
something else, okay? That's your essence. The problem has been that there's no boundaries on it, right? There's no limits on the part that you give to yourself and the loving and honoring of yourself. So when you look at all that you give to others in terms of your time, in terms of your words, in terms of the deeds you do, the actions, whether it's cooking for someone else or whatnot, if you can imagine what it would be like to do that for yourself, to give that to yourself, to give that time and love to yourself. So there's some rules going on in you about that. There's very disempowering kind of energy in your solar plexus. And so we just want to release some of that, that if you step into your power, no one will love you. Also, that if you don't care for others, no one will love you.
And so we want to
release some of that, right? And so remember, I was talking a little bit before I put you on the line about when we've been a certain way a long time and we want to shift into the next iteration of ourselves, which you're doing, you have to choose to release the old way. And there's a little fear like, well, oh, my God, what will happen to mom and dad? What will happen to everyone if I stop being this amazing caregiver? Will they all fall apart?
Yes.
So I want you to see the cord that's between you and family. Also, some agreements that have to do with they will fall apart if I don't take care of them.
Yeah.
They will fall apart if I don't give them everything I am. Now, what that does is it keeps them from walking on their own life path. It holds them back. It keeps them kind of like children, right? They don't get to grow up. And you have this opportunity now not only to help them do that, but also to look at your own desires. So let's clear out some of the core fear of fully standing in your power, fully standing in your desires. I'm just bringing in some of the ascended masters right now. And there's a little resistance, like what will happen if I step into all that I am. So, Jamil, there's a lot going on for you. You've got a lot of dreams, thoughts, ideas. It's more than just the next relationship. There's some other things you're interested in, right?
Yeah, you know what? Wow. Wait a minute. What is going on? Full disclosure. I'm doing my little process, you know. I've always done this in my daily thing. And I said, I need to talk to somebody. So universe or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I love Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the shows.
Yeah.
And I see the number, see you. I think you're new. And I'm calling to the show, and you're just going right to the core so fast, and I can't believe it. But, yes, you're right, absolutely. I just wanted to give that to the audience, that you're being spot on. I have dreams. You know, I live in New York City, and I was just talking to other people about my hidden dreams of talking, you know, doing radio one time, or even, God knows, going to Broadway, and, you know, just showing people, telling people, this is who I am, you know, can you use me? So, yeah, there's some other things,
you
definitely.
You are releasing been, like crazy,
you know,
so,
I think,
yeah. So, listen, I'm going to tell you just
yeah, I think myself
coming
like,
right now. You've got to give yourself at
Cinderella,
least,
you've
got to give yourself 2 hours a day, all right? 2 hours a day, absolutely fully dedicated to you, all right? Now, this is going to be your choice, but I want to explain something to you. You pick the time of day that is best for you. All right. This is going to be hard for you, Jamil, but this is lesson number one from your team. You have got to pick the best time of day for you. Your mind is strong. You're feeling great. Your energy's good. And you are fully focused on you. And if you have to leave the house to go do this, that's what you've got to do. But this is really important for you to begin. And your heart space is afraid of what will happen with others. We're just going to disrupt that contract right now. We're going to upgrade the agreement with your family. You'll always love your family. They'll always, you know, be a part of you. However, they are not there to be a noose around your neck or to be a weight that holds your ankles back. You are about to cut loose. Okay. So what's going to be important for you is when you start getting a little afraid, anxious, fearful, choked up in your throat space, feeling like you have to ask permission to leave the house and you are about to have your big birthday. You are having the big 3-3. Okay. It is time for you to celebrate, and I want you to start right now planning that birthday. This is your coming out. This is your celebration. I want you to bring in and look at the list of your friends you have, anyone. It could be one, and it could be none, whether you have to go stand on the Hudson River and celebrate and do a toast to yourself. What you want to do is you want to celebrate. This is the new beginning for you. But this is going to be about you celebrating you. And whenever you find a point in your day where you're feeling bogged down, dragged down, I want you to look and go, where am I not celebrating all that I am? What is holding me back from doing that? Why am I not stepping into this thing? What am I afraid of? And if it's fear, it's never helping others. It doesn't help others for you to be in fear. It doesn't help others for you to hold back, ever. Okay, you're giving them an opportunity. So allow yourself to begin this shift. I'm so excited for you.
Well, thank you. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you went Yeah, okay. Because usually when I get things like this, I go, but what if and but what? And all the buts and ifs I had, you just sort of said, you already put them out before I had a chance to say them about people falling apart and all that. That's true.
You're doing great. So listen, I'd love for you to write me at leslie@fontaine.com. Just look me up. I would love to hear what happens next and, you know, just understand the struggles that come up. But you are about to have an awesome birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. Well, Benny, I think we can go to break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up. But that was a fabulous example of how to celebrate anybody's next birthday.
And if you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from my friends at Galeo's Cafe website. Try this barbecue lamb marinade and Galeo's miso marinade. Get your lamb shoulder cut into cubes and put into a deep dish. Add salt and pepper to taste, then fresh garlic. Yum! 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 6 tablespoons of Galeo's miso sesame seed dressing marinade, and leave overnight in the refrigerator. The Galeo's miso dressing will bring out the best taste of the lamb and make it very, very tender. Then you can barbecue the next day. This recipe is directly from Chef Andre himself, so we know it's going to be delicious. For more information and to order your dressing today, visit galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Packman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. What a great show. So many of you are presenting right now, even those that are not calling in. I know that you're stirring it up for yourselves, taking a look at what you're wanting, what's in your way, why it gets in your way, some old habits that you don't want to keep around anymore. You're ready to step to the next level. And for some of you, this is important. The next level is where you are. That's why you're having the struggle. Same old is not working for you anymore. You're done with that, okay? So don't feel like, oh, why am I so bummed? Why am I just not enjoying life like I should? Ask yourself, why am I still repeating the same stuff over and over again? I'm done. I'm ready to move into the next deal. So take a look at that. Be brutally honest with yourself. And then ask yourself, are you ready to allow all that you desire to come to you? And are you ready to release what doesn't work anymore? That's the key. So some of this is going deep into all that you are, right? Some of the dark parts of ourselves, some of the down parts of ourselves. There's so much teaching out there about, you know, not going where it's negative. What sometimes the negative is a clue. It's a clue to who you are. And if you were honest and asked yourself, have I had this same cycle of thoughts, you know, for the last 30 years or the last 20 years, you might find the answer is yes. So now, do you want to move on? Do you want to step into all that you are? That's the question. So I want you to think about your full potentiality, your energy, right where you're sitting, whether it's on the couch or it's in a meeting at work or you're sitting in your cube or you're driving in a car. Think about how to shift right now. In this moment, just feel your energy move toward that desire you have. Feel the tightness in your heart and go, what's the fear? Just start nailing it for yourself, okay? Don't be afraid to tell the truth on yourself. Nobody else is there. You don't have to tell anyone if you don't want to. And then begin to go, can I let this go? Can I end this? And what would happen in my life if I were to step into all that I am? This is a great, great thing to do. It's the beginning of your new journey. If you don't have a journal, start writing. Write about your blocks. Write about the things that show up. Write about how often it's happened, whose voice you hear. These are your clues to your pathway. All right? You're not here by accident. You're here right on time. You're on purpose. And there's so many people that want what you have. How do you get in touch with me? My name's Leslie Fontaine. You can reach me by email, leslie@lesliefontaine.com. I answer my emails. I answer your questions. If you're going through anything right now as you've walked through this show with me and you've got some questions about next steps, I'm glad to work with you. I have sessions that I conduct all the time with clients all over the world by Skype and by phone. You can also call me 678-665-3366. And of course, my website is lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine. I'm going to be traveling a good bit through October and November. I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio this coming weekend, going to be in Portland, Oregon the following weekend at the Body, Mind, Spirit Show. And then again in November, I'm going to be in Cincinnati at the Victory of Light Expo. So if you're in any of those towns, I do hope that you'll check me out. And also check out some of the other shows on Transformation Talk Radio. This is a way to keep your energy and your vibration up. There's a part of us sometimes that wants to drag us down and tell us what's not possible. It's like listening to the news too much. You know, how much bad news can a real soul take? How much of your energy vibration do you give over to old playgrounds and old playmates that drag you down? Think about this. Take this week to think about the health of your energy field, your home, you know, things you look around in your house sometimes and you go, why do I still have that object there when it reminds me of some bad things? You know, just take a look at what you've decided to tolerate and why. And this is your opportunity to explode, to step into this next phase of your life and all that you're becoming. I want to thank the Ascended Masters and the Archangels that I've brought in to work with us today. They have been absolutely fabulous. I want you all to acknowledge the guides and the light beings that work with you. They have been around. Some of you have not necessarily acknowledged them. Take some time out today to acknowledge their presence, to be grateful for how they shift your energy. If you're wondering whether they're doing it or not, you must invite them in. They come by invitation. They don't just bombard your field. They come by invitation. And then notice how they shift you as you invite them in. It is a great, great experience. If you're wanting to know how to shift your energy further, then what you want to do is take a look at some of the CD offerings I have. There are teachings. There's meditational clearings to help you clear your field. I have some clients that do these every day, and it is an absolutely transformational experience. So until next time, I'm wishing you all the dreams that come to you, that you can manifest them and create them from this moment forward.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes, enlightening and empowering and encouraging readings. Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.